Unit 2. Psychology in Our Daily Life. Part 2. Listening-centered activities.
Listening 1. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the story and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Write T for true and F for false. A potato farmer was sent to prison just at the time when he should have been digging the ground for planting the new crop of potatoes. He knew that his wife would not be strong enough to do the digging by herself, but that she could manage to do the planting. And he also knew that he did not have any friends or neighbors who would be willing to do the digging for him. So he wrote a letter to his wife, which said, "Please do not dig the potato field. I hid the money and the gun there." 10 days later, he got a letter from his wife. It said, "I think somebody is reading your letters before they go out of the prison. Some policeman arrived here 2 days ago and dug up the whole potato field. What shall I do now?" The prisoner wrote back at once, "Plant the potatoes, of course."
Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the story again and note down what the husband said in his first letter and the wife's reply. Then work in groups to complete the two letters. Read them to the class. A potato farmer was sent to prison just at the time when he should have been digging the ground for planting the new crop of potatoes. He knew that his wife would not be strong enough to do the digging by herself, but that she could manage to do the planting. And he also knew that he did not have any friends or neighbors who would be willing to do the digging for him. So he wrote a letter to his wife, which said, "Please do not dig the potato field. I hid the money and the gun there." 10 days later, he got a letter from his wife. It said, "I think somebody is reading your letters before they go out of the prison. Some policeman arrived here 2 days ago and dug up the whole potato field. What shall I do now?" The prisoner wrote back at once, "Plant the potatoes, of course."
Listening 2. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the table with the information you get from the tape.
The manager of a large office building received many complaints about the lift service in the building. He hired a group of engineers to study the situation. They suggested two solutions. 1. Adding more lifts of the same type. 2. Replacing the lifts with faster ones. The manager decided that both suggestions were too expensive, so he asked a psychologist to study the problem. The psychologist noticed that many people felt angry and impatient because they thought they had to wait too long for the lift. However, the psychologist found that they only had to wait a relatively short time. It occurred to him that the reason they felt angry and impatient was that they had nothing to do while they were waiting for the lift. He suggested a simple, inexpensive solution to the manager. This was adopted, and complaints stopped immediately. The solution was to place a large mirror next to the lifts. Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the passage again and then discuss in groups to find out 1. The reasons why complaints stopped immediately after the solution was adopted. 2. Other possible solutions to the problem.
The manager of a large office building received many complaints about the lift service in the building. He hired a group of engineers to study the situation. They suggested 2 solutions. 1. Adding more lifts of the same type. 2. Replacing the lifts with faster ones. The manager decided that both suggestions were too expensive, so he asked a psychologist to study the problem. The psychologist noticed that many people felt angry and impatient because they thought they had to wait too long for the lift. However, the psychologist found that they only had to wait a relatively short time. It occurred to him that the reason they felt angry and impatient was that they had nothing to do while they were waiting for the lifts. He suggested a simple, inexpensive solution to the manager. This was adopted, and complaints stopped immediately. The solution was to place a large mirror next to the lifts.